Okay, so picking up with this Gemara in Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, really continuation of a discussion from the Mishnah regarding Haseva. So, do we have any volunteers to read? Just quickly, just to get to the Pshat so we could focus on Tosfos. Someone? Dovian, to be honest? You looked like you wanted to, I'm sorry. There are two dots. Vafil Ani Shebi Solo Yochalat Shiyese, right? That's a quote from the Mishnah. Good. So we learned that what? Matzah requires a seva, and Mara does not. Why?
Matzah's cheres, Mara is not referring
to cheres. Right. Matzah has at least a quality of cheres, like Rashi says, Matzah tzvicha seva, kibnei chorin, shehu zecha l'geula. We know that matzah, on one level, certainly reminds us of the fact that we were in Mitzrayim, but at the same time, definitely reflects the fact that we left Mitzrayim. So that has a quality of cheres to it. But what about Moror? No, Moror is eaten entirely to recount the Meriros of the Shibud. Zecher la'avdus, as Rashi says. It wouldn't really be logical to do Haseva while you're eating Moror. Right? All right. But when it comes to Yayin, what's the deal with that? So Rav Nachman says in one account, Yayin needs a seiba, and apparently at another point in time he said Yayin does not need a seiba. So what's your immediate thought? That there's some kind of contradiction. So the Gemara says, no, don't worry, it's not a contradiction.
Yeah,
right. So, what does it mean when the Gemara says "habetarti kasi kamai"? What's
after the first cup?
Well, this one is "betarti kasi kamai." This statement refers to the first two cups, and "ha betarti kasi basroi," and this statement refers to the latter two cups. Well, now which one is which? Which statement refers to the first two cups, and which statement refers to the last two cups? Meaning we have two statements. One is wine requires a seva, and one is wine does not require a seva.
Well, if we go back to the quote from the two cups that come before the meal is what you would mean.
Oh, you want to be medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah?
Yeah.
It's a good question whether we could do that or not. It could be that the Mishnah has just a general statement that everyone has to engage in Haseva. Lo yochal
ad sheyesu.
I understand. You want to make a strict reading of the Lashon and Mishnah. You can't eat until you've done Haseva, meaning Haseva was done before you eat. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
That the eating of the Suda can't come about until you've done the leaning. But let's say we say it means that Lo yochel ad sheyesev. That's good. That's a good point. You want the Gemara to bring that as a raya? Let's look at the Mishnah for a moment. The where is that Mishnah? Is that Mishnah? It's Sadi Tesam and Beis. So what I would say is that the Mishnah means that you can't eat without haseva, meaning you can't lo yochel ad sheyesev. You're not allowed to eat without haseva. I understand what you're saying. You're saying ad means you have to do this first, and then you could do that. I'm saying you must eat with haseva. Lo yochel ad sheyesev. He's not allowed to engage in eating until you do haseva, meaning until you do an eating of haseva. Now we'll see what exactly does that mean. When we see the Rambam, maybe it'll become a little clearer. But you're right, if you wanted just to approach it linguistically, you could make a good argument that that's what the Mishnah means. You see, from the fact that he's talking about an Ani, right, even an Ani has to do Haseba. Well, why would you tell me even the Ani has to wait before eating to do Haseba? Because they're saying that everyone has to do Haseba. The point of the Mishnah here is everyone has to do Haseba. The Mordechai explains, what does it mean, even an Ani? Even an Ani that doesn't have all the accoutrements to do Haseba. He must do Haseba tonight. His eating also must be colored by a seva. Right? Well, yochel ad sheyesev means that the eating of the night of the Seder somehow has to be an eating of a seva. At what specific point? Okay, we'll have to see. But I mean, that's an interesting side point. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me an ani has to do a seva? Why didn't you tell me an ani has to eat matzah? Why didn't you tell me an ani has to take a lulav? Even an ani has to take a weird tefillin. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? I know it's not the point that you're raising, but it's just an important thing to mention, perhaps.
The point that he raises is actually saying like it has to be before the it has to be the first tefillin.
No, that's what Chaim's saying.
Right, I mean, it has to be the first two. You can't even think that it's the last two because you have to...
Well, that's what Chaim, right.
Right.
I'm trying to say that's not... I don't think that's what the Mishnah means.
No?
I think the Mishnah means that you must have Haseba during your Achila. Everybody must have Haseba during their Achila. It's like saying you can't eat without Haseba. Lo Yochal, unless you do Haseba.
Oh, it's odd here's unless, not until.
Right, it doesn't necessarily mean until. That's what I think. It's not specifically referring to the eating of the Suda. It means the eating of tonight has to have a seva, even an ani. You want to say something? I'm sorry.
No, but a seva is going
to... Right, maybe you'll say... Maybe he'll
feel free, right? He doesn't feel free.
He's not free. He's
good. Good. So, take a look at Tosos, just for a moment. I feel ani shiva sola yochad shiyei seva the saka tekta. Seva's ani, loch shiva seva. Maybe you'll say that the ani cannot do a seva, so maybe he should be potter. Why can't he do a seva? So says Tosos, the ein lo alma lo hasev, the ein zedera cheres. And he doesn't have on what to recline, and that's not derech eres. Meaning, he just has a bench. He has a rickety old chair, but he doesn't have pillows. He doesn't have a big, nice, comfy chaise lounge to do a seva. You'll say that's not called derech eres. No, kamash one, even he'll do a seva with whatever he has. You see from here also, there's an inyan to have a seva on something else. We mentioned that previously. That there isn't a dafkan idea of doing a seva derech eres on something. Okay, the Mordechai speaks about this at length. But I like your thinking. I just don't think that's the pshat. Okay, let's go back now to the Gemara. So now the Gemara says like this. Rav Nachman has two statements. One says you don't need a seva. One says you do need a seva. What's the Gemara's resolution? Well, it's not a machlokas because one is referring to one set of cups and one is referring to the other set of cups. Which one is which? Which statement lines up with which set of cups? Who knows? Right? Who knows? Okay. Well, by the way, what does that mean?
Somebody was there that way.
That's right. You can make an argument this way. You can make an argument this way. You can make an argument in this direction that Rav Nachman meant Haseba for these two cups. So I can make the same argument in this direction that it goes for the latter two cups. So let's see. Now the Gemara is going to actually break it down. Good. What does that mean?
Now is when you're starting freedom,
right. Now is when you're discussing the cheres. You start with the vadim hayinu, and then you say, "Listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. We were freed." Right. You're talking about the whole story. That's when you're most involved in cheres. That's when it makes most sense to underscore your cheres. What about the last two cups? Why would it not make sense to do a seva during the last two cups? And what does that mean?
Happened.
Meaning what?
Is
what happened there, insofar as what's concerned?
Sefer's over.
Sefer's over. You're not talking about cheres anymore. It's true. You have Hallel. You're giving Shemach for the cheres. Insofar as talking about the whole Sefer Yisrael Mitzrayim, in terms of talking about the fact that we were enslaved, that there was a Sheba, and now we're out, you want to demonstrate that, I mean, it's really over already. Asher Galanu, and now you're eating. Right? So that's the first position in the Gemara. That it only makes sense, if you're going to choose, if you tell me Rav Nachman held that there was only two cups that required a seva, it makes sense to say it's the first two cups, not the last two cups. By the time you get to the last two cups, it's already anticlimactic. You're going to first demonstrate cheres now? The whole story's over already. You spoke about the Sheba and the Geula. And now that you finished with that, now you're going to demonstrate cheres? All right.
But why not still... But why not still demonstrate cheres at the last two cups? We are now in cheres. After the story, we're still in cheres. It's not like the story's over and then we're not.
Well, let's see the other sheet then. Right? What does the second sheet to say? Vamilal Haigisa. That's what you're advocating for. Adarabba. Adarabba. Say the exact opposite. Say like Avi Hirschman. That what? Now it's cheres. Now the whole story is over. You're out of Mitzrayim. You're out of Egypt. Right? Like Avi said before.
You're saying a little differently though, no? Hmm? Were you saying a little differently though?
So it says
right, exactly. Oh, we're starting with the given. The given is that there's two cups that need a seva.
Once you do the first.
Now the question is, which two are they? You ask me, why not four? I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe Tosos will lend some idea as to why not all four. But starting with the given is there's only two. Now we want to know which two. You got to choose. So the first Mahalak saying, no, it makes sense to do the first two. Second Mahalak says, no, Dafka the last two. Because now, like you said, you told the story, where are you? You're out of Mitzrayim. Now you can celebrate Cheres. Yeah, question? I mean, based on the way the Gemara analyzes the cups, it sounds like they're grouped. Two before, during Magid, or, you know, in conjunction with Magid, the first Kiddush, and the second one during the Magid, and the latter two after Magid. The question is, which cups make the most sense? The ones that are associated with Magid, or the ones that come after Magid? Right, two and three, it'd sort of be straddling two worlds. You'd have one that's associated with Magid, and one that's not Magid-oriented. It'll be hard to make an argument like why it makes the most sense to have those two.
No, because you'd be covering both issues with you'd be doing two cups and you'd be covering the latter cups and the former cups.
But you'd only be covering half of the two cups.
Yeah. But you're still your yeah,
no, I'm saying if you're looking at the cups in terms of groupings, in terms of the fact that there are two that have this character and two that have this character, then it's going to be a hard sell to say, well, only one of each needs a save. And apparently that wasn't the approach that the Gemara taught. And that's why the way it was being looked at is the cups share a certain common theme. Either this camp needs a saber or it doesn't. But to say you're going to get one from this category, one from this category, you know, that they didn't conceive of that. Yeah.
They both agree that, you know, the first part of it is more C4 and the second part is like the acting out.
No. Not so much acting out, they're saying that after the sipur is over, as far as the recounting of the story, we, you know, at that point maybe we're viewing ourselves as being in the shibud, and once it's over, that's it, it's all done. What's going on where? Hallel, benching, it's different types of mitzvahs. One is benching, nothing to do with sipur per se at all, it's benching you have all year round. Second one is Hallel. Hallel is definitely related to giving Shevach for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but doesn't really pertain to the experience of Magid. Chayev Adam Liros Asasma Kihil Yatzim Mitzrayim. Hallel, not necessarily that din anymore.
So the position says you lean for the second two.
The one that says you lean for the second two.
So what's that?
Saying, now that you told over the whole story, now you can view yourself as being free. Once you've finished, now you have two cups. They don't necessarily pertain to the mitzvah of Sipur, but if you have two cups that need Haseva, these two make the most sense. Because now Magid's over. You're not involved. Well, we didn't get the last line here. That second sheet, they have to say, why not the first two cups? Why not? Right. Because at that time, during Magid, you're still experiencing the Shibud. Either you walk around the table with a matzah, or you're getting beaten with a leek. Or, you know, you're saying Avadim Hayinu, whatever it is, you're still experiencing on some level the Liros Es Atzmo Kehilu Yatzam Yitzayim. You're experiencing the Shibud. Or you're supposed to. Identify with the Shibud. So that's when you're talking. Alright? That's when you're talking about the Sipur. And when it's done, now you're out. Now it makes sense to do the second. Listen, they're both logical. You can see the argument either way. I mean, it's basically saying either it makes more sense now or it makes more sense over here. Yeah. First thought? The first thought is once you're finished with Magid, the whole experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as far as the Leil HaSeder is concerned, is over. Ma'ida Hava Hava. Now you're involved in something different. Okay? I mean, we did other issues here we could take up, but I'd like to just focus on this Tosos. Tosos raises an interesting question, which brings up some other related issues. Okay? Someone to read the Tosos? Is this the simple shot clear over here? Any questions? Good. Okay, Tosos? Someone?
Okay.
Do it? All right.
Stepping up.
All right. Shekvar Amru Ge'ul Lefnei Yasuda. The Geula is done already. You said the whole Hishtal Shos HaDvarim. You spoke about the Shiva, you spoke about the Geula, you said the Bracha of Shagalon, and that's it. Mm-hmm. The geula is done. As far as the Lehel Seder is concerned, we already mentioned God took us out. Finished. So let's stop there for a second. He's asking a question.
Yeah.
Tos is asking a question. What's Tos's question?
How come we don't say the same? Because you lean, there's matzah, eating matzah after the sefer also.
Right. Matzah, which the Gemara specifically says requires a seba, is eaten when?
Before and after. The entire.
Well, it's eaten after magid. It's eaten after magid.
Matzah is the beginning.
Well, before we get to Tosa's answer, let's just say, if you tell me the reason why it's Maida Hava Hava is because we already mentioned the Geula, we said the Bracha of...
What do you say Geula before the first coast?
It's a good question. The second coast is really the coast of Magid. In other words, technically, you should hold the coast while you're saying Magid. Just like you do another mitzvah on the coast, you hold the coast. You bench on the coast, you hold the coast. You say Havdalah on the coast, you hold the coast. You say Bikas Eirson on the coast, you hold the coast. Right? If you you do the Bris Milah on the coast, the brachas anyway, you hold the kos. Magid also, if it's done ala kos, just like halal, just like brachas and muslim, you should hold the kos during the actual reading of the magid. So the second cup, even though it's drunk, if you will, at the end, that is the kos of magid. So now you say asher galonu, everything's done, you'll tell me that's maida hava hava, what was, it's over, why should you make a seba for the third cup after the whole Shibud and subsequent Geula enactment is over, not enactment, acting out of, reenactment. After that whole reenactment is finished, it doesn't make sense. So Tos says, 1 second, if you're going to ask that, maybe you should ask the same question by Matzah. Matzah needs a Seba. Matzah needs a Seba, less man de Polik. Matzah needs a Seba. And when is Matzah eaten? After Magid. After Asher Galonim. So Tosa's saying, maybe you'll ask me that kasha. Yes? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll ask me that kasha. Maybe you'll say, well, matzah should be subject to the same argument. Maida hava hava. Okay? So what's his answer?
So shani matzah, the shahit ikar suda, yosir miyayin.
Good, stop there. But Tosa, as we've seen, gives a number of answers to this question. It has 3 answers to this question. Each one is a little bit different than the previous one. It's always something you have to try to identify. When you see it, it's also with multiple answers, you have to ask yourself, well, what's the difference between the second answer and the first answer? But before we even get to the first answer, what do you see from the question? What do you see from the question? By virtue of the fact that he's asking about matzah based on the Gemara's analysis of Yayin, right? It seems that he's suggesting there's something in common. There's something in if matzah is a totally separate world, you can't ask me kashas for matzah. Maybe matzah is a seba for a different reason. What are you telling me? Look at matzah. Maybe I'll say ma'ida hava hava. No, maybe I'll say ma'ida hava hava is only issued by the kosos, and that's it. Don't ask me about matzah. Apparently, in order to ask that question, I have to be able to say that there's something in common.
Defining a seba.
Okay.
So
what do you want to say, just in terms of the question? And since matzah and yayin, what do they share in common?
Seba.
I mean, you do well, seba, we
cheres.
See that.
The aspect of cheres.
So I want to say that they're both, since they're both predicated on cheres, and that's why they both have haseba, then maybe the rules should be the same. Right? Then the rules apparently should be the same. If they're both done as some type of vehicle of experiencing cheres, yayin, and matzah, and I see haseba is common to both of them, then their rule in terms of haseba should be the same. So if I'm asking maida hava by yayin, maybe matzah should also be affected by maida hava hava. So what's Tosfos say? No. Matzah is different. Why is matzah different? It was ikar suda. Was anyone satisfied with that answer?
Nope.
Was that so what? So what? How does that answer Maida Hava Hava? If your problem is Maida Hava Hava, what do I care what happens during the Suda? What do I care that you tell me matzah in the context of my Suda, which happens after Maida Hava Hava? But it's Ikar Suda, so don't worry about it.
Maybe he's not saying Ikar, maybe he doesn't literally mean Ikar Suda, but he means the Ikar of the Cheiros is from the matzah.
More than the Yayin.
Yeah.
And therefore what?
And therefore it's okay And therefore, there's no problem with.
There's no problem with Ma'at Havah Havah.
That's why. Matzah's found within the Torah, as opposed to.
Well, that's. I think that's the last answer. Before we get to the last answer.
Don't jump in.
Yeah.
I was thinking somewhere along the lines of that. The Su'uda itself is a representative of Chirus.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't be allowed to have this kind of a Su'uda if you were still an Eved.
Okay.
And so therefore, Matzah, which is the ikur of that Su'uda, which represents Chirus, you lean.
Okay. And therefore what? You're saying good. Just take it one step further.
Therefore, it's not, it's a, well, I think it's that you would... You would need to lean because you're representing.
But what about my Dav Hava? You're saying good. Just take it one more step. So is that the whole question? The question is, what about my Dav Hava? So saying, don't worry about my Dav Hava. Because do you understand the question? Not my question.
No.
Tosus is saying, listen, you're at least according to this Mahalach in the Gemara. There's two possibilities in the Gemara. Either you're going to drink the cups, the first two cups with a seva, or the second two cups with a seva. So the first approach is advocating for a seva being in the first two cups. Why? Because to say otherwise is to run into this problem of Maida Hava Hava. So Tosas is saying, well, if you'll ask me, according to this tzad, what about matzah? I'll tell you, this tzad won't have a problem with matzah. Why not?
Matzah's the ikar.
Because matzah's the ikar of the suda. So what were you saying, Chaim?
So saying that the Su'uda itself is a representative of Chirus.
Okay.
And therefore the ikar of that representative you would use in a way of expressing Chirus, which is leaning.
And therefore?
Therefore, you're already showing the ikar of leaning, and therefore there's no problem of...
What's the problem of Maida Hava Hava? What's the problem of Maida Hava Hava? Maida Hava Hava, and therefore what? Therefore, it doesn't make sense to do Chayrus because it doesn't make sense to do a Seva because it's not the mantra of Chayrus anymore. Right? If it's Maida Hava Hava, if it's what was, and everything's over already, then what are you doing a Seva for? A Seva makes no sense. It doesn't reflect anything.
Oh,
now I'm doing a Seva? Oh, but he'll tell me during the Suda.
So then it makes sense to...
This is the Ikra Suda. Who's going to think I'm doing... Who's going to think anything else? It can't be anything else other than Chayrus. Right. I would like to flesh it out a little bit, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? That's the problem that wine would suffer from in the third and fourth cups, you won't have by matzah. Why? Since matzah is the Ikra of the Suda, no one's going to say, well, I'm not sure. Why is he leaning? Why is he... I don't know. Is that really for Chayrus? Maybe that's for something else. No. Matzah is the Ikra Suda. So when you're leaning there, there's no problem, my Dahavahava. Well, let's just try to take that a little bit further. Can you just pass me that Rambam? Right, yeah. Listen to the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Haseba. Did everyone get a chance to look at this Rambam? It's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, I'm going to start with Vav. This is Zayin Vav. B'chol dar v'dar, chayim adam, laharos. Everyone's aware that this is one of the famous distinctions that the Rambam has. As opposed to our Girsa, if you look at our Girsa, we have Liros as Asma, every person is supposed to view himself. The Rambam takes it a step further and says, no, not only should you view yourself as leaving Mitzrayim, but you should Laharos yourself, you should demonstrate yourself. And that's why many have different customs of acting out on some level the Exodus. There are people that actually parade around the table, they dress up, they do different things. And they have minhagim, specific minhagim. I don't just mean for a shtick, I mean that really minhagim that were passed down. There are some within the Sephardic community, they have an actual text that they say. They come in dressed up with matzah on the shoulder, they walk around the table, they say, oh, where are you going? Where are you coming from? I'm coming from Egypt, I'm going to Mitzvah, I'm going to the land of Israel. Ladino specifically. I know they have such a language among some Sephardim. Such a text. But it comes from this Rambam. Okay, ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atom yeshiva Mitzrayim. Ram says, right now, you have to view yourself as leaving the yeshiva, the bondage of Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'oson hotzi misham v'chur, v'gomer. Val davar zeh, and because of this requirement to view oneself right now as leaving Mitzrayim, siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'torah v'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa, kolome ki ilu ata ba'atzmacha yisa eved, view yourself as having been a slave and having been redeemed. Lefikach, therefore, because of halacha vav, Kishesoed adam b'layl hazeh, when a person is soed, when a person eats b'layl hazeh, sorech lechol v'lishtos v'hu mesiv, derech eres. A person has to eat and drink with heseba, derech eres. When? Specifically? Well, the Rambam doesn't say specifically yet, right? What does he say? You have to eat and drink with derech heseba. At what times in particular? We don't know. Then the Rambam goes further. You also have to drink 4 cups of wine. Why? Oh, also, derech eres. All right. Ein poskim man, you have to have at least alakosos. I feel unayim is punished from that stalka. You can't have less than 4 kosos, and each kos has to be revius. What about, when's the haseba? When is the haseba?
Didn't say anything about it.
Right, in this halacha, the Rambam does not specifically say when you have to have a haseba. Right? In halacha ches, the Rambam says the following. I'm skipping the first half of the haseba, the halacha. The first half of the halacha discusses when it's not appropriate to have a seiva. Talmud with Neirabo, a woman in front of her husband. Ve'emasai tzvicha a seiva. Tzvicha a seiva. When do you need a seiva? B'shas achilos kazayis matzah, u'b'shasiyas abrakosos ha'elu. When should you have a seiva? The seiva that we spoke about in Al Chazayin, we said that a person has to eat and drink derech a seiva because of cheiros. When should you do that? The kazayis of matzah. Shasiyas arba kosos halalu. V'shar achiloso v'shasiyoso imhesiv harizim v'shuvach v'imlav eno tzarech. You should have a seba for dalakosos. You should have a seba for matzah. And if you have a seba for everything else, harizim v'shuvach. But it's not ma'akev. It's not eno tzarech. If you didn't do it, you're not lacking it. Okay? What's the relationship, as far as the Rambam is concerned, between haseba and matzah and haseba and yayin? Let me ask the question a different way. According to the Rambam, if I drank my dalakosos without haseba, or I ate my matzah without haseba,
not yotze.
Don't back down. I'm not trying to get you to back down. I'm just asking you a thing. We know, forget about halacha l'maisa.
Okay.
Forget about halacha l'maisa. So we know you're supposed to go back and do it. But I'm asking, let's even work with halacha l'maisa. Well, according to the Rambam, why are you going back? Why would you have to go back? In halacha zayin, the Rambam gives a general principle. What's the general principle? Because a person has to experience leaving Mitzrayim, leaving from Sheba to Cheiros, at that moment, he must do the following. Lefika, kishesoid adam b'layla zetzarech lechov lishtos v'hu mesiv derech eres. You have to have a seiva tonight. You have to have a seiva tonight. Derech eres. Ches, when do you do a seiva? Dalakosos and matzah, and ideally, everything else to eat. I mean, the whole suda. But minimally, dalakosos and matzah.
Right, so assuming that you're not yotze, if you don't do it for dalakosos and for matzah.
Good. You're not yotze what? What are you not yotze? What are you not yotze?
Cheres, act of cheres.
What's that?
Experience of the
I'm listening.
The experience of Sipur and Sipur. There's a saying, the whole thing is that he's saying, leharos, is you have to actually experience it. So he's saying, if you don't do these things, you don't experience that, and therefore, it's lacking, and you didn't complete it.
You want to say lacking in Sipur?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
I don't actually necessarily, that's what I want to say. I don't know if, I was like, when he says leharos, you have to do this stuff.
Right.
That's for Sipur, correct?
So you're only lacking in that. You're lacking in that component.
Yeah.
That's not what you're saying.
I'm saying cheres.
You're saying cheres.
Yeah,
okay, I think that's
similar.
Yeah. So you're lacking in what? What's the Rambam? You know, what's the mechanism? What maisa are you lacking? Haseba. Not what? You want to say you're not lacking in matzah, right?
So not doing the actual mitzvah. Not doing the actual mitzvah.
Well, which mitzvah are you not doing?
The
could you give me a grizz, if you don't mind? Grizz all around Rambam. You want to get it? There's like 10 of them.
Is the leaning of mitzvah? I thought it was.
So I'm asking you, what does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? There's two halachos here. The Rambam says you have to have haseba derecheros kishu ochel. What is it?
So it can't be both.
What do you mean both?
I mean you have full obligation to of cheros and haseba. I mean
haseba. There's no separate rule of there's no ma'aseh mitzvah of cheros. The Rambam says there's an idea a person has to show himself as a free person. How does he do that? Cheros haseba. Okay. Now what? When do you do that? Well, it's ideal to do it every time you eat.
Right.
When must you do it?
When must dakosos and matzah.
And matzah. So I'm asking like this. Let's say you didn't do a seva for matzah and yayin. Where would you be lacking?
I got that, yeah.
So there's a famous brisker rav over here. Let me just mention quickly the brisker rav, and then we'll see if with this brisker rav, I'm going to try to get that. With the brisker rav, maybe we could try to understand, you know, the two different opinions of the connection between the mitzvos and the seva, and then we could see where Tosfos fits in over here. Tosfos is trying to say something. So this is the famous brisker rav. It's on this Rambam, Zayin Zayin. He quotes the Rambam, and he says, "Midivrei Rambam ha'ilu mavur the mitzvos haseva he mitzvah b'fnei atzma." Right, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. There's a mitzvah at the seder to do a seva. Why? Halacha Zayin. Why must he do a seva? Derech Eiros. Lefikach, because of this idea of Chayev Adam Laharos Atzma Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim, he has to do something to show Cheres. What is it? Oh, so therefore when he eats, he has to eat with a seva, eats and drinks. So therefore, says the Brisker Rav, that's a mitzvah Neatzma. Sheyochel v'yishtab lai l'zev who meisiv derech Cheres. Okay, so now we have that general mitzvah. How do I fulfill that mitzvah? Elo, the Chachamim kovel mitzvah zu b'shas achil samatzvah, shesir sa'avakosas. The Chachamim came along and said, you know what? That general rule of Haseba, you know when you're going to act it out? When you have Dal Kosos, some of them, according to Rav Nachman, and what? And Matzah. That's when you're going to fulfill. We have a general rule. Haseba, you have to have eating of Haseba at the Seder. Well, which eating is going to get Haseba? Mora? No, that doesn't make sense. Matzah? Sure. Dal Kosos? Some of them. Aval Al-Kopon and Mitzvah Fne'atzmihi. Velomi Dini HaMitzvah Shel Matzah V'Arba Kosos. As we would think. Right? We wouldn't say that. It's not a din in matzah. That when we tell you you must eat matzah, that also includes the act of haseva. No. Haseva stands outside.
Matzah is giving you the ability to do haseva, not the other way around.
Matzah is an opportunity. Matzah is a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. And they said, when you do that mitzvah of matzah, yeah, exactly. Right. You're also going to do haseva now. If you eat, the Rambam says, if you eat your kneilach, if you have your chicken with a seva, harizim meshuvah. What do you mean harizim meshuvah? Isn't it a din in matzah and dal kosos? Where all of a sudden does it come to other things? No. Answer is it's not a din in matzah and dal kosos. And now it all of a sudden finds itself expressed in eating the rest of the suda. It's a din in eating. It's a din in drinking. But the Chacham said, you know where it makes the most sense to do it? With these mitzvos. These mitzvos, which, as we said before, demonstrate cheres, makes the most sense to do it there. Mora? No. Karpas, Kadesh Shal Tinokos? Probably not. Dahin de Mikarya Kiyom Mitzvah Shal Aseva. Hare de Maisa Aseva, he mitzvah mefnei atzma. Veshayach agam b'shar chilasa, v'shisi also. It's shayach at other times. Yeah, you could be Mekayim Aseva when you eat your kefilte fish. You could be Tekiyim and Aseva, Hare de Meshuvach. It's not nothing. El de Eno Mechoyev. But when must you do Haseva, according to the Rambam? Dal Kosos and Matzah. Aval b'de'ikar dina ein lo inyan in Matzah, excuse me, in Mitzvah Sachilos Matzah, Shisisi Avakosos. It's not fused with the Mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, it would come out that if you fail to do Haseva, even though perhaps you, Lamaisa, we go back, but according to the Rambam, if you would go back, now he doesn't mention anything about going back, but if the Rambam would say go back, you're not saying go back because of matzah. It's not felt. It's not lacking in matzah. It's not a chisaron in matzah if you didn't do a seva for matzah. Where is the chisaron? In a seva. Okay. V'rak delokia mitzvah haseva, she mitzvah nefradis legamri. Now he quotes a Tosfos. Tosfos has a suffix. What do you do if you forgot to do a seva for the shesiyas dal kosos? Uberasha mavur, dem ochal kazayis matzah b'lo seva lo yotza. The rush holds, if you ate your matzah without a seva, you're not yotze. Well, what do you say for the rush? Like the simple people. Right. That what? Mavur mizel hafech. The opposite. That what? No. Lo yatza. Why not? What do you mean lo yatza? Tell me I didn't do the right thing. I didn't do a seiba. Lo yatza. That's strong terminology. L'chor mavur mizel hafach. The sphere lay the din haseiba who din bekiyim a mitzvah shal mitzvah shal matzav dal kosos. If you don't do a seiba, your matzah is lacking. If you didn't do a seiba, your dal kosos is lacking. The ilav hachiyam I lo yotze. Otherwise, why would you say I'm not yotze?
So it is totally on the seiba.
According to the Rush.
Right.
According to that shita. Right. The Griz, and this is a famous Griz. The Griz wants to say there's two different approaches to understand the interplay between a seiba and the mitzvos that correspond. Either Haseba is so integral to the mitzvah that it affects the very key of mitzvah, like the Rush.
Don't we see you have to go back anyways? We see you have to go back, in, right?
Practically? I said, yeah. I said forget about halacha and
ma'aseh. Okay, fine.
But yes, practically we go back for those things that you can go back for. Dentist. For those things that you can go back for, we say you go back for. Matzah you can go back for. The first two dollar kosos you can go back for. But that's just lamaisa. Forgetting about that for a moment, uberosh mevor dim ochel kazayis matzav lo seiba lo yatza. Why? Because din haseiba is a din in kima mitzvah. If not, why would you say that? But oh, dufi mashal kasav nahare lechor lo shayach klal shi yachzav yochel haseiba. It would not make sense to go back and do it again. Kevin shid dekvar kiyim mitzvah sachilos matzav b'shlei musa. Ve'ein ba shum griyusa b'mashal ochel lo seiba. Im kain, ha-matzah she'ochel achakach ki kishar achilav shasiyah. Kevin dekvar yatza dechavoso. The Rambam, he says, definitely holds it's a mitzvah from the atzma. It's independent. When do you do it? Over here, but it's in the independent mitzvah. The Rosh, no. The Rosh says this mitzvah of a seiba affects your ability to be kind of the mitzvah of matzah. Why would you say go back and eat matzah again? If you're already yotzei matzah, what sense does it make to go back and eat another kazayis of matzah?
So you're not yotzei matzah then.
Exactly. That's what he's trying to say. According to the Rush, that's the only reason you have to go back. If it's just for a seiba, you already ate without a seiba. If it's just to be mekayim a seiba, you already ate matzah without a seiba. So how now you're going to tell me, oh, now I'm getting my seiba? It's no different than any other eating that you're doing. You'll do a seiba later. Okay, your chisar was in a seiba. You missed your chance. You missed your chance to do a seiba for matzah. But if you say that's it's a din in matzah, of course I have to go back. Right? How is Tosfos holding over here? How is Tosfos holding? Possibly, and we can't necessarily prove it. But what does Tosfos seem to be saying in the first answer? I think some of you were saying this perhaps intuitively. What's he asking? What's he asking? What's the connection between matzah? What's the connection between matzah and yayin in terms of maida hava hava? You're telling me they're both acts of cheiros. They're both mitzvos which demonstrate cheiros. They both require a seiba. So whatever I'm going to say about dal kosos, maybe I should say the same thing by matzah. So is he learning like the Rush? Is he learning that these are independent mitzvos and they... they have a component of Haseba that's built in? Is that his question? If that's the case, then who says you have a right to ask for matzah to yayin? They're totally, two totally separate mitzvos. The world of matzah is a separate world. Well, who said? Maybe my davav doesn't apply to matzah. It's a separate rule. It's a totally separate institution. It happens to be that you need to do each one with Haseba. If you don't like the Rush, maybe that's not a good question. Yes? No? So who's he learning like, apparently? Seems to be learning like the Mahalach of the Rambam. This is a point that the Birkas Avraham makes. They seem to be learning like the Rambam. And therefore what? Now, what's he saying? Let's now read his Lashon again. Shall we? Someone want to read it? Someone, you have a question? I'm sorry.
No, that's right. It's been so long, I forgot whatever that was.
Sorry. maybe that's what it was. Maybe our discussion's been so lucid, the question's just been obviated. Someone just want to read that first answer to say, oh, yeah, Achana, you were reading. Ellie, go ahead. Stop. So what is he saying? If you learn like the Rosh and you tell me these are two mitzvahs, each one has a built-in component of a seba. If you don't do it, what kind of comparison? What are you going to tell me? Well, yeah, matzah is different. No, there's no comparison. They're two separate institutions. But if you learn instead, like the Rambam, that really they have this common theme, that they're mitzvahs, during which Chachamim said, do the mitzvah of a seba, demonstrate cheres when you're doing these mitzvahs. Why? Oh, it makes sense. Why? At these points. Why? Because these mitzvahs are mitzvahs of what? You said before. These are mitzvahs of cheres. Moror? It's not going to do a seba for moror. Karpas? Probably not. But these mitzvahs, drinking yayin and eating matzah, those mitzvahs are mitzvahs of a seba, of cheres. Therefore, it makes sense to do a seba over there. Oh, but now that I view those mitzvos and haseba like the Rambam, that you have a general rule of haseba and specific times when it makes sense to do it, what could I ask? Well, I could ask that question. My dehavahava, if you tell me that general rule of haseba makes sense to be acted out upon during what? During the first two kosos, because it's before my dehavahava, then why then does it make sense to say that general mitzvahs still should be practical on matzah, which is after Maida Hava Hava? So to that, what does Tosu say? What does Tosu say to that end? Yeah, you're right. You're right. Maybe if not for the fact that it was Ikra Suda, you would have this problem. If not for the fact that you have this problem of Maida Hava Hava, it's true. The Geul is over now. In terms of acting out the Cheres, in terms of demonstrating Cheres, in terms of speaking about Avadim Hayinu and then Asher Galani, you're right, Maida Hava Hava. But you know what? It still makes sense for matzah. Why? It's similar to what you were saying, Chaim. This whole Suda is a Suda that's being maintained, that's being held in honor of Leil Tezvav. It's Tezvav Nisan, it's the night of the Geula. It's the Leil of the Geula. That's why you have the meal. So who's going to think that when you eat the matzah, well, it doesn't really make sense why you're doing the Seva? Of course it makes sense to do a Seva. It's true, you finished talking about it, but the only reason you're eating this is because of what it represents. That's why this whole suit is here. This is why you're being kovei suit on matzah. Because it's the leil of the geula. Because it's the leil of Yisias Mitzrayim. It's Tezvav Nisan. That's why you have the suda. Oh, so now, even though I had my dehava hava, I understand why it makes sense to still have haseba, that general halacha, that general mitzvah of demonstrating cheres. It's going to still make sense. Even though I finished my discussion of it. I finished the whole talk of it. Matzah. Matzah's the hero of the night. Who's going to think it's anything but a demonstration of cheres? So it's true. Maybe I can make a tiny mind to hava hava. On yayin, it's going to be a problem. Because look, that coast is the Berkos HaMazon coast. That coast is the Halal coast. It's not the ikar of the Suda in the same way that the matzah is. The matzah stands out. Of course, when I do haseba for matzah, it makes sense. I stopped talking, but yes, but why am I eating this matzah? Because it demonstrates cheres. Because it's the bread which demonstrates the fact that Klai Yisrael didn't have enough time to bake bread because they were rushed out of Mitzrayim. That's after why it makes sense. That's the first answer. Yeah.
I have two questions. Okay. No. Is it possible that...
It doesn't have this problem. It survives this problem. It survives the problem because it's kulo cheres, right? Even though the storytelling is over, and maybe Yayin now is going to suffer from that problem, matzah stands on its own. Matzah doesn't have to worry about that. So even though the whole reason why I would do the act of hasebo is because these points make sense in terms of demonstrating cheres, and maybe it's only during the story, first two cups, matzah doesn't have that problem. Matzah is ikar suda. I mean, there are two other answers here. Each one is a little bit different. Let's see if we can just introduce the second answer. Okay, again, this is a point that the Birkas Avraham makes, that he tries to learn Tosos in line with the Rambam, which I think seems to make sense. I think a lot of you intuitively came to it on your own. So let's now take a look at the second answer. What's the second answer say?
The Ode. Well, the Yayin Hesed Kvar Bishnei Kosos Rishonim.
Right. What is that answer?
That answer is that shows why you have to go back to the first two and not the last two. Doesn't it?
No, why you, again, forget about going back. He's not dealing with going back. Okay. He's talking about why you need it. So here he's saying, according to this first opinion, right? The opinion that says Haseba for the first two cups, not the second two cups. Maida hava hava. So according to this approach, it says Maida hava hava for the first two, right? Why wouldn't matzah have this problem? Right? Why, maybe matzah should have this problem. What is he saying? Oh, don't ask me from that. Don't ask me about matzah. Why? Because you already did what? You already drank a seva for two cups. Therefore what?
Therefore
another
done,
funny
you're
answer.
Done with, you're done with your requirement of a seva, with yayin.
What do you mean?
Because the rule is you have to recline for two cups of wine. So if you're holding that you're doing for the first two cups, then there's no madarav, and you're done.
Right, but he's sort of restating the facts, if that's what he means. He's not telling you anything new. So what does he must be saying something additional. You're right.
It was because there was yayin before the suda.
There was yayin with what?
There
was yayin with the seva. There was yayin with the seva. What's also saying is like this. Since we're learning like the Rambam, who holds as a general rule of haseva, and the Chacham came along and said, at specific times, certain things must be eaten by haseva. How are you going to experience haseva? There's a general rule of haseva. It's sort of amorphous. There must be haseva. Well, when are you going to do haseva? Yayin should have haseva. Matzah should have haseva. So what happened now? Well, yayin already had haseva. So there, I'll tie in mind to have a hava regarding the yayin. But matzah...
You didn't
eat it yet. So I'm not going to say my dahava hava.
You don't even eat dahava hava because you haven't got up to matzah yet.
You haven't gotten to matzah. Again, my dahava hava is specifically about the story creating a problem. So the story could create a problem for the kosos because you had yayin already. But with matzah, you haven't had it. This is not because it's ikra suda. It's because it must have haseba. He's not saying yayin more so, I'm sorry, matzah is stronger than wine. He's just saying factually, you had your yayin with haseba. Check. Now you still must have matzah with haseva. You don't have a check there yet. So my dahava hava might create a problem for the latter two kosos, but for matzah, not necessarily.
How do you learn that out from those two lines? What would be behind how you said kvar bishni kosos have shown him?
What does that mean? What does it mean?
I mean,
say my dahava hava when you have a case where you have two cups of wine, you can say that.
Again, he's answering the same question. This va'od is another answer to the first question. It's not something new. The question was, hey, what about ma'ida hava hava l'gabi matzah? So his answer is, oh, no. We're not going to say that. Because by yayin, you already had the first two cups with a seva. Okay, we know that already.
So you're saying you can't apply ma'ida hava hava l'gabi matzah?
Right.
That's what they're saying here?
Exactly. By yayin, where I have to satisfy my haseva, so I'll make this cheshbon. When does it make the most sense to do it? Well, by the second two, I'll say ma'ida hava hava. But by matzah, I'm not going to say that, because there was no matzah eaten before. This matzah needs a seva. Because the Rambam says you have a seva, generally, then you have matzah, and maror, and yayin, and some of those things need a seva. So if it needs a seva, it needs a seva. I'm not going to say ma'ida hava hava. This is not appropriate. It's only where some of it exists before, and some of it exists later, then I'll say ma'ida hava hava. But if it's one of those things that must have a seva, it's not subject to the problem of ma'ida hava hava. That's what he's saying. Not like the first answer, well, one's ikker, and the first answer is saying, really, you're right. Matzah should otherwise have this problem. See, this is the chiluk between the first answer and the second answer. The first answer is saying, you know what, you're right. Matzah should also have that problem. But I'll tell you why it's not a problem. Second answer is saying, no, it's not a problem because there's only one matzah. And this is when you eat that matzah. So it doesn't even come into the realm of ma'ida hava hava. Ma'ida hava hava is only weird. Part of it's being done now, and part of it's being done after. So once I satisfy the requirement of having yayin b'haseva, it doesn't make sense to have it after because of this problem. But matzah, I still must have my matzah b'haseva.
But that means you can say for the other two, you don't have to do it. Because I have a matzah now, ma'an d'avhava, I don't have to do it by Afi Coleman and by...
Well, that's a different problem. The reason why we mentioned this earlier, matzah is, practically, you might be right, but we don't know which is the right matzah.
Right.
It's machlokes nishonim. Which one is matzah? Is it the matzah now, or is it the matzah Afi Coleman? We don't necessarily say, well, halacha, you have to go back for all of them, but we say you should have a seva for all of them. Okay? Maybe we'll leave the third answer for tomorrow. Third answer is a little bit more complicated. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop here. What's the story with tomorrow? You're leaving when?
I'm leaving in...
2 hours from today? Oh, now, you're leaving today?
Yes.
Okay, is Fourier still around?
I think so.
He's still
around? He could be.
He could be. I know he could be.
He could be. I don't know.
Because he's usually...